time to tell the neighbors the Charlie Evers Show is on. It's time that you can listen to eras long bygone. So email all your loved ones or call them on your phone and tell them Charlie Evers is on. It may be terminal wrinkles, it may be Hillary's hair, it may be on top of the courthouse, you bet old Charlie's there. You may be invited to dinner, but tell them you can't come. The Charlie Evers is home.
Okay, and we're here, yes. Today is Wednesday, the 17th day of April. Boy, this month is going, isn't it? And the weather today is really nice right now. It's nice and warm. And we'll get some precipitation sometime or another in the next 24 hours. But we sure did miss a lot of consternation and almost devastation. Saturday afternoon, that tornado, of course, missed Marion. It did hit Shelby. An EF2 tornado with winds up to 125 miles an hour. And the, of course, ironic thing, too, we were in Bucyrus at that time. We had just left a dunes, and I looked up at the sky, and I thought, boy, that is about as mean-looking a sky as you could ever have. And so I was going to... I had another errand to do, and I thought, nope, we're heading for home. And all the way home, I kept looking to the right, fearing that weather was going to catch up with us. The same frontal system that, of course, brought that tornado to Shelby. So we missed that by not very much. And we didn't get into any of the hail or anything like that. And that's the only thing I was fearing, is hail. I don't want hail on my car, our car, rather. And and so I hightailed it for home. Got there, no problem. But after we got there, the tornado siren went off in our neighborhood, and I looked around. Nobody seemed to be paying much attention to it. It's always the case. I guess it's because hardly anything ever happens when the tornado siren goes off. But thank goodness it's there to go off and does go off. And we should abide by when we hear it, we should take cover. But I didn't see anybody taking cover. The siren went off and all of a sudden on the scanner it said there was a tornado at River Valley High School heading out on Route 95 right next door to where I was standing. But I saw nothing. Thank goodness. Well, anyhow. How are you doing today? And you can be thankful you were not in Shelby. Boy, 125 mile an hour winds on that tornado, and it disrupted that most of that community. All the car dealerships had damage, and clear over to Lexington Spring Mill Road. Now, the Lexington Spring Mill Road is the one, when you get it closer into Ontario, that's where all the stores are. But this was north on Lexington Spring Mill, and quite a busy road, but, well, anyhow, you saw the pictures and saw it on TV, and then, of course, over the weekend, the burning of the Notre Dame Cathedral. Just amazing, isn't it? And how things actually survived that intense blaze. But when you figure there were, what they say, 13,000 trees were used in the construction 850 years ago. Can imagine how dry that wood was. And that's probably the wood that ignited, and you saw the flames shooting high into the sky. Just those 13,000 pieces of wood, alone. But as of just a few minutes ago, I heard a report that 1 billion euros have already been contributed to the rebuilding of the cathedral. Wow. The Notre Dame Cathedral. It's just amazing how the money is rolled in. The head of France said it's a 5-year deal, that they should get it rebuilt within 5 years. Well, a lot of the experts think it's going to take longer than that. But at least not everything was lost. A lot was saved, and that's good. But there are more people that go to the Notre Dame Cathedral to a visit than go to the big tower, what's it, Eiffel Tower. More people go to the cathedral on a visit than go to the Eiffel Tower. Now, that, can you imagine how much that means in tourist dollars? Oh, my goodness. Yes, in tourist dollars. In fact, there have been a lot of local people here that have been to the Notre Dame Cathedral. And it's a must when you go to France. Okay, now, let's see, this is Fred Malone's day, but I haven't seen Fred yet. And Fred wanted to mention, too, I know that the big doings coming up on the, well, it's a week from this. It's another week or so yet. The big thing out at Tri Rivers. Let me see, today being the 17th, there's a spring hike at the Marion Tallgrass Trail at 6 o'clock. And it says, let's go on the hike and see what we can discover. That according to James Anderson. Okay. You can be with James Anderson tonight. And that time, once again, is at 6 o'clock at the Tallgrass Trail, east of Marion. What else is happening? Well, let's see. There are a few things here. Oh, the Time Travelers Fair. I know Fred wanted to talk about that. But that's coming up on the 27th. That's a week from this weekend. Okay. Now, do any of you have anything you'd like to talk about today? I would welcome your call. I've got questions and things to give away. But at the same time, how many of you have experienced anything in the past week or two that you could talk about? Now, don't be bashful. I guess I've never been bashful. When I was in high school, the one class that I really liked the most was speech class. And I thought, how ironic. I got good grades in speech. In fact, I would give speeches. I would try to make them sad enough that I could get all the girls in my class crying. I know that sounds crazy, but that's how you can measure the effectiveness of what you're talking about. But I did all that, and then after that, I went 13 years without saying anything publicly. 13 years I spent as an engineer in radio. Everything in my life has been an accident, really. I went on the air when Ken Charles went on vacation. I was his engineer, and instead of getting a replacement for himself, he said, well, you've been here all these mornings. You know what goes on. You take my place. Well, he never, when he came back, he just said, keep on. And that's where I've been keeping on. Of course, not everybody knows, not everybody has heard that there's another radio station in Marion, like us. Okay. All right. Spread the word. So what do I have today for questions? I'll tell you here in a moment. I've got tickets to give away to the Marionaires, Everyone in Harmony. Whoa. I've got meal tickets at McDonald's. I've got 2 tickets to Mamma Mia. Remember that group? Yeah. And so that's going to be down at Chillicothe. Mamma Mia. And what does it say? Have the time of your life on May 1st. Okay. Tickets are valid for either Friday performance, May 3rd or May 10th. And so when you have the thing that I will hand out to you if you win, there's a phone number there for you to call. Okay. So I've got those to give away. Then I have a T-shirt here. I haven't found anyone large enough, I guess, that wanted this extra large T-shirt from Jags. And I also have the popular coffee cup from QRT. They're located on the Marion Waldo Road, QRT, and we've given away, I don't know how many dozens of those coffee mugs. And they're really great. They're aluminum with a flip top. And we also have another coffee cup donated by Jags. So with all that, that's already brought us up to 10:28. Now, did any of you see the storm system on Saturday afternoon that brought about that tornado in Shelby? Incidentally, I've got a question today about Shelby that I thought of even before that tornado ever happened. Concerning a couple of different products out of Shelby. And after the break here at 10:30, I'll get into asking the questions that I've got here ready to go. 10:28, right? Well, you might say it's 10:29 right now. And let's see, what else has happened? We have the Notre Dame Cathedral, the tornado, anything else nationally? Oh, that's right, they're looking for this lady who has a bent mind. She wants to apparently duplicate the school massacre out there in Colorado. And they haven't found her yet, but she's expressed her desire. She's, what would you say, infatuated by the whole thing? It's like it's her favorite thing in life, that those mass killings, and she'd like to duplicate something. And she's brought at least one gun or more, and now they're trying to find her before something bad happens. Oh, my goodness. So we've given you a few things that are in the news. But the big thing, of course, has been the Notre Dame Cathedral burning. Okay, now it's 10:30. Stay right where you are. Don't go away. We'll be back after you hear a message or two. Scott, did you know that Halley's Comet used to fly over Marion every night?
No, Charlie, I didn't know that. How's that possible?
Well, it wasn't really Halley's Comet. It was Martha Dowse's fire baton coming from Girard Avenue.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
Has taken everything and everyone I've ever loved away from me. Everything.
I blew my ankle out and I got prescribed pain pills by my doctor.
If making my detox public is going to help somebody, I'm all for it. I just wish I would have had a warning.
Opioid dependence can happen after just 5 days. Know the truth. Spread the truth. A message from Truth, the Ad Council, and ONDCP.
Okay, we're back once again. Incidentally, I had the other day, I think I told you, I was going to have a brain scan, an MRI. Well, I had it. And I found out what it read. When I was in Ohio Health, they're all tied together. You know, one doctor knows what the others have found and so forth. So I asked, I was in having a lung test. So anyhow, I got the results of the MRI on the brain. Now, it was very technical because they used so many Latin words. Oh, my goodness. Everything is in Latin, you might say. And so at the very end of the summarization of that MRI, the recommendation was he needs hearing aids. That's right. And I passed the lung test. So, and I thought, well, if anybody should pass a lung test, I should, having to speak so much. Anyhow, that's, I've had more tests than Carter had little liver pills, okay. And so far, Oh, in fact, yesterday I had a complete eye test. And I was very happy with those. In fact, the physician, ophthalmologist, I guess, is that what you call them? It took about an hour of testing of all kinds, a new equipment that I've never seen before. And when that was all done, the physician told me, he said, you know, I see no trace of diabetes in your eyes. Hey, that's good, because they've seen it before, but not this time. So things are working out. I shouldn't talk about my medical things, because, you know, you can't get any of that information otherwise from the person who is affected. 10:33, okay. My first question today is this. And I got a bunch of them here. Name, there's a festival in Galleon every year. And it takes place on the Olentangy River, but it's not called the Olentangy right where that festival takes place. Can you tell me the name of that festival in Galleon that takes place every year? I've been there a couple of times, and there have been, you know, they a lot of times have cloggers there, young kids, and they have a few things of amusement. But I would like to know the name of that festival. It's kind of neat. What's it called? The last name of the festival is Run, R-U-N. What precedes Run? Okay, now I've got another. I've got a medical question. Years, and they don't. It doesn't take place now, I'm sure. Years ago, when I first was in amateur radio on shortwave, I used to be, I would hear this terrible sound that blocked out everything I was trying to hear. It was a deep, you know, sound. And I began inquiring, what am I hearing on shortwave? And it ended up, it was the diathermy machine at the Bucyrus Hospital. Diathermy used a frequency close to one of the amateur radio bands. And when they treated somebody with this diathermy, which actually heated a particular area, they turned that thing on, and it blanked out that section of shortwave in a 28 megacycle area. Oh, my goodness. I'll never forget the diathermy. Now, I do not believe there is a diathermy machine as such in use today. But there used to be. Maybe you underwent a treatment with a diathermy. The diathermy produced heat, and quite a bit of heat. The diathermy, incidentally, would be, light is the shortest wavelength. Then you come down to infrared, and then you keep coming down to radio waves. First of all, the high frequencies, which now are called gigahertz and beyond. Then it all comes down to light waves. And the light waves, let's see, the red beam is on a longer wavelength than the clearer beam. Let's see, what was I going to ask you? Oh, talking about diathermy, yeah. But the diathermy was halfway in between, and about 28 megahertz. Those were the days. Can you imagine? I was having enough problem anyhow, being a ham radio operator and avoiding interference with neighbors' television sets. That was long before a cable, of course. Oh, well, we must continue on. Here's a good question, local one. Name the artist who did the mural downtown across now from the Heart Failure Institute, or what do they call it, Park Place? Who was the name of the artist that did that? Now, it's never been completed except for one area where the lady sits on top of the world. That's in color, but the rest of it is in primer, green. What was the name of that artist? He's the same artist that did the murals, the completed murals in Bucyrus. He did at least three of them. What's his last name? Starts with the letter G. If you can answer that, I'll give you anything you like here that I can give away. Okay, now, another question. What was the name of the man who designed the Palace Theater? The man who designed the Palace Theater, he not only designed our palace, but he had others that he, I think his first name was John, if I'm not mistaken. What was his last name? 740-383-9944. All right. So I've got tickets to McDonald's. I got tickets to the Barbershop Chorus a week from this Saturday at the Palace Theater. And I've got tickets to Mamma Mia down in Chillicothe. I've got coffee cups. Oh, here we go. Okay, caller, go ahead. Yes, go ahead.
I have an answer to the question about the festival in Galleon.
Yes.
That's going to be the Pickle Run, correct?
Correct, yes.
Awesome.
Hey, what would you like for a prize today?
Well, I think that Jake's T-shirt sounds kind of neat.
The T-shirt, yes, yeah. Okay, good. Now you know where we're located.
Are you in the mall?
No, we're on Center Street underneath the Beltone Hearing Aid Place, which is just west of the Lee's Chicken.
Okay, I know where that's at.
Okay, you come down the basement, and we'll be right here.
All right, I'll come see you. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Uh-huh.
Okay, Pickle Run, yeah. How about that? Hey, that's all right. Pickle Run Festival. My oldest daughter, well, my next to the oldest, Amy, and a lot of you know Amy, the two of us rode our bicycles from Clarendon to Galleon to go to the Pickle Run Festival. And we no sooner got there than Amy got bitten by a yellow jacket. Oh, but even at that, we rode on to Crestline to go through the big museum there in Crestline. That's my first memory of the Pickle Run. And I think I've been there a couple of times since. The Pickle Run Festival in Galleon. All right. Oh, I forgot to get the winner's name here. Okay, we'll do that when he gets here. Oh, okay, I was so interested in actually getting that answered. The Pickle Run Festival, yes, okay. Now, I still need to know the name of the artist that did the murals. I think he's retired now. He and his wife, of course, she wasn't his wife when they stepped up on the sidewalk, the steps in front of the Crawford County Courthouse, but in a few minutes, they were man and wife. That's right, they were married on the steps of the Crawford County Courthouse. The artist that did the mural in Marion, and the at least three in Bucyrus. All right. Now, what else can I find? The designer of the Palace Theater in Marion. The designer of the Palace Theater. And let me see what else I have here. Okay. Looking. Oh, here's one. Now, this is past history. This isn't current. If you are a boater, someone who likes, the powerful boats and things like that, there was once there were two companies in Bucyrus that made boats, fiberglass boats. One was called, Baja Boats. Yeah, Baja. They produced some of these most streamlined boats. Oh, fast. Like ocean going and big lake going boats, Baja. But they're gone. There was another company before Baja that made boats in Bucyrus. I need to know the name of that company. What was the brand name of the boats produced in Bucyrus up on Route 4? And that was before Baja Boats. Can you give me that name? the name of the boats that were first produced in Bucyrus. All right. Now, it's 10:43 already? Yes. 10:43. Here we go. Yes, caller, go ahead.
Hey, would that be checkmate?
Yes, it was checkmate. You betcha. Okay. Now, are you qualified today?
No, I just got a thing last week one day.
Oh, okay. Well, by golly, you know the answer anyhow.
All right.
Okay, we'll see you. Right. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, checkmate boats. Yes, checkmate. It was checkmate for a long time. Then they had a disastrous fire there. But I think they started up even after that. Because when you're dealing with fiberglass, you're dealing with some highly volatile chemicals. Oh, boy. And so, checkmate had a fire. And then Baja never had a fire. But, boy, they were a big operation. I mean, they produced larger boats than checkmate. And Baja used to go out on the Bucyrus Reservoir, the big reservoir, the upground, to test their boats because it was large enough they could, you know, get up almost full speed before they had to turn around. Okay, I wonder where Baja boats are today. Are they still in Ohio? I have no idea. Of course, I could look them up, I'm sure, on the internet and find out where they are today. Baja boats, B-A-J-A. There was a local young person who went to work for them and ended up being a very prominent employee with a lot of, brain power. He was, and I can't remember his name, but he advanced right up the line there at Baja Boats in Marion, or in Bucyrus. Okay, now, let's see what time at 10:40. After the break, I will come back and ask you about a couple of facilities in a town where the tornado hit. Yeah, keep that in mind. And there's a couple of things that took place in that town over the years. But right now we're going to pause for these words from our sponsors, our supporters, I should say. Scott, you know we hear so much about Bernie Sanders being a socialist, but actually one of the first big socialists to run for president came from right here in Marion, Ohio.
Oh, yes, Norman Thomas.
Yes, and did you know Norman Thomas also sold ice cream?
No, I didn't know that.
Yes, he was the first ice cream socialist.
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Okay, we're back once again, and let me see, what was I talking about? I have to, look. Oh, yes. The Shelby is the topic right now. Shelby, where the tornado occurred here over the weekend on Saturday afternoon between 4 and 5 o'clock. Okay, in Shelby, there have been three industries, very prominent. Now, the one industry produced something that was used by waitresses. And another industry produced something that was a recreational item. And then another industry still producing something they invented. That's all out of Shelby. Now, Shelby at one time was home to the Shelby Spring Hinge Company. Shelby Spring Hinge made springs that were within hinges that you would put on your screen door. you didn't have to use one of those expanding springs. You know, you used to thump with your finger, and it'd go bong. But the Shelby spring hinge had the spring built right into the hinge, so you didn't need that extra spring. The door closed on its own. My grandfather worked there, but that was, oh my goodness, way back in the 20s and 30s. Okay, so I need to know the name of at least two companies and what they produced in Galleon. Now, like I say, one was something used by waitresses, if you can figure that one out. The other was a recreational item, and the other was a company that transported liquids and gases. All right. Oh, yeah. And it's now 10:48. If you can figure out one of those, you can be a big winner today. I've got coffee cups, and I got tickets to the barbershop chorus, and a little bit of this and a little bit of that. Okay, 10:48 and a half is the time. And how are you doing today? I tell you what, there's another company that is prominent not in Shelby, but in Galleon. If you could name that company. And that company produces something that is used by trucks. Many, many trucks. Can you tell me what that company is all about in Galleon? So we talked about there are at least three companies in Shelby at one time. One of them is left. One is still going gangbusters because they invented the product that they produce. There was also a convention. I don't know if it still takes place or not. A convention of the people that bought, that is, a certain item that was produced in Shelby. And then, years ago, before waitresses just used, scraps of paper or whatever, they had a definite thing they used to put your order on, produced in Shelby. Yeah, can you name that item? Is it too complicated today? 7403-39944. So what are you doing for fun today? This being a Wednesday, is there anything for fun on Wednesdays? Well, there will be if you go out the Tallgrass Trail today and do the spring hike. It's at 6 p.m., and James Anderson will be in charge. James will be able to answer any of your questions you might have about things in the wild. Now, we talk when James is here. We talk a lot about vernal pools, as spelled V-E-R-N-A-L, vernal pools. Now, a vernal pool is an area that shows up in the springtime as a result of winter snows and rains and so forth. It's an area of water, not deep, maybe 3 inches deep in some places, but it's full of wildlife. And a lot of times they have deals where kids go out and net things out of vernal pools and then try to identify them. It's amazing the life that exists in a vernal pool. Well, there's a vernal pool that has no end, hardly, up on Whetstone River Road. And it's in the woods owned by, I think, Dick Cooper. And as I went past there yesterday and I looked down, I thought, that happens to be the granddaddy of all vernal pools. I don't know if anyone ever explores it or not. You would have to have permission. But, boy, you talk about an area where you could really get into a vernal pool. That's it on the Whetstone River Road north of Clarendon. Okay, so, my listener's knowledge of things in Shelby is missing today, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Okay, here, I'll give you another one. Speaking about area towns and cities, there in Bucyrus, there's a company that I don't know if it still produces what they used to, But there's another company associated with the railroad repairs in that area. What was it that this company produced in Bucyrus that was used all over the United States on railroad tracks? Yeah, it was on railroad tracks. What was it called? What was the name of that company? I can remember when I, in the 1950s, I was a partial counter person and partial salesperson, and I sold tools to that particular company in Bucyrus. I also sold tools and instruments to a company in Plymouth, Ohio, to the people that produced the Silver King tractors and Plymouth locomotives. Now, there's a Plymouth locomotive in use in Marion. I think there's one that the shovel had up on Leader Street, and I don't know for sure. There may be one out the depot. I don't know if I'm sure I remember seeing one out there at the depot. Okay, what was the name of that? Okay, 7403-39944. I was trying to think, too. Another area of town is Crestline. Now, Crestline got its fame from railroading because the New York Central and Pennsylvania railroads crisscrossed in that town. As a result, at any one time, there were dozens of railroaders waiting for assignments. And, oh, they were all over the place. I mean, Crestline was known as the railroaders' town. Okay, what was my question I was going to ask about Crestline? Oh, but the name Crestline, the word itself, what does it define, or how did it come about? Crestline. What is this Crestline? The name. 7-4, this, today is a history lesson, isn't it? 7403-39944. The only thing is, I need people to wake up. Okay, 10:55 is the time. And let me see what else. I'm looking at products from different towns. You know, the first job I ever had in my life, I was 13 years old, and I got a job with a lumber company that had produced a calendar. Before they sold out, sold interest anyhow, it was two different companies, two different owners. And the one owner backed out or was sold out or whatever and left. There was one company that was left. I was hired to go through hundreds, if not thousands, of calendars. On every page, 12 months to a calendar, to block out the one name, and I'll tell you the name I had to put a black stamp on. Kime, K-I-M-E. Was it Kime? Or was it, let me see. Yeah, it was, maybe I'll just skip that. Gledhill and Kime. That was the lumber company, Gledhill and Kime. Now, I talked about a company in Galleon that produces snow plows and different things for township trucks and the like. Has, you know, a name. Well, I'd say it's the Gledhill Company. I might as well give you that. The Gledhill Company in Galleon produces and mounts snow blades. But it was originally Gledhill and Kime Lumber Company. And it was the Gledhill that I had to stamp out of the calendars, which left Kime Lumber Company. And now that's gone in Bucyrus. Kime Lumber Company is nothing but a pasture now. Yeah. A little bit of history. I've seen so much history, though. One of the other things I asked today earlier, name the man who designed the Palace Theater in Marion. Do you know that? That's pretty well, you know, even if you looked, if you had a program for one of the plays at the Palace Theater, it would have that man's name in it. What was his name? The man that designed the Palace Theater. Now, this man had a liking of parrots. So every theater he designed had a stuffed parrot in the architecture somewhere. Now, you'll see a parrot in the Palace Theater. I think it's a, you know, an artificial. It wasn't a real parrot stuffed or anything like that, I don't think. But this man, whenever he designed a theater, he made sure there was a parrot in there. Do I have enough questions for you today? 740-333-9944. Already it's 10:58. And I've only had one answer so far today. Woo-wee. Let me see what else. If you have a liking for dandelions right now, don't wait. Right now, if you were to go out in your yard, which you don't spray, I hope, the dandelions are, they're luscious right now. Man, oh man, you just dig them up, rinse them off, put them in a skillet with some vinegar and sugar and salt, and bacon, bacon pieces. Man, that's good. But right now, you could harvest your dandelions. You don't wait until the end of the month. Right now, they are midway in their prime. The dandelion in your yard. Take a look today after I'm off the air. See how luscious they are. Oh, wow. It makes you want to get down on your knees and with a knife and cut those dandelions out of the yard. Take off the leaves and put them in the skillet, like I said, with vinegar and sugar and some bacon, fried bacon, and then you have dandelions. Now, there's also a recipe on the internet for dandelion gravy, which most of the restaurants in the Amish country today will be serving dandelion gravy. There's a lot of goodness in dandelions. You wouldn't want to eat the root, though. Ooh, you talk about something bitter. A dandelion root is about as bitter as they come. But right now, we're going to break for a few minutes here with the latest news, views, and otherwise on WWGH 107.1 on your FM dial.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP Marion, Ohio, the talking place. For the famous cookie